RadioSaintPete.com.
Here's RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviewing Magic Mike XXL, now playing in area theaters.
Director Steven Soderbergh showed audiences a familiar location in 2012's Magic Mike, a strip club. This wasn't just any strip club, though. We went into and around a male strip club in the seedier end of Tampa, Florida. Our guide through the unfamiliar terrain was Mike, played by Channing Tatum, who knew the art and science of male stripping was merely a means to an end. We abruptly left Mike when he finally found the courage to jettison the stage for the pretty girl and a shot at his own business. Flash forward 3 years, and any and all promises and goodwill Magic Mike left us with is long gone. Soderbergh knew enough not to direct this one. Matthew McConaughey is absent. The girl is gone. And Magic Mike XXL, or Double XL, it really doesn't matter, limps into theaters asking us to come watch a road trip slash one last strip party. Magic Mike XXL just might fight its way toward the Worst Film of the Year award. I find it tongue-in-cheek that the Magic Mike films, about strippers, are rated R for strong language and some sexuality. There is probably more nudity in your local grocery store. After the first Magic Mike, nobody, I mean nobody, walked out of the theater saying, "You know, those other strippers in the background didn't get their due. I hope in any sequel they bring those guys up front so we get more of them." That is indeed what we get. Writer Reed Carolan opted to write McConaughey out of the story so we could get more Joe Manganiello, Kevin Nash, Matt Bomer, and Adam Rodriguez. Gabriel Iglesias' character returns as well, but he is lucky enough to get injured early on and skip most of the debacle. From the previews, you know Mike reclaims his magic nom de plume and hops back up on the pole. Why? Well, as he struggles maintaining and expanding his furniture business, he indulges in a flash dance in the woodshop dance scene. His most famous music accompaniment, Ginuwine's Pony, comes on the radio and Mike cannot help himself as he lunges and thrusts among the power tools and screws. That's all it takes. His former stripper friends conveniently drive through town, Mike hops on the bus, and off they go to Myrtle Beach for the annual male stripper convention extravaganza. There were more believable characters in Jurassic World. I'm not talking about the humans either. Now we have Mike and his four or five other guys we couldn't tell apart from the first film, joyriding up I-95. There was that long-haired guy who goes as Tarzan, he stands out. But Tito, Ken, and my favorite Big Dick Richie, not so much. I think sometimes they cannot even tell themselves apart. Joe Manganiello, at least, gets the best scene in the film as he grinds upon a gas station soda machine and explodes chips all over the floor, attempting to make an impression upon a gum-smacking gas station attendant. Yes, that is the highlight of the show, folks, the brief show-off for the gas station attendant scene. It is certainly not the too-long interlude at a backwoods Savannah strip club slash brothel mansion in the middle of nowhere. This mansion thing, I really am at a loss for words for how to describe it, is run by Rome, played by Jada Pinkett Smith. She struts around with a microphone from room to room, calling all of her lady clientele queens as they rain down $1 bills upon NFL-level physical male specimens. NFL is literal because Michael Strahan shows up in one of the rooms. Smith does her best with the platitudes she is given about having some sort of past with Mike, but their reunion/fight does not attempt to make any sense of the past. Another way-too-long scene, lacking explicability, takes place in the mansion of a very recent Savannah divorcee, played by Andy McDowell. It's interesting how our nomadic stripper protagonists keep finding themselves bumbling into southern mansions full of women ripe for the plucking. Mike also keeps running into Zoe, played by Amber Heard, this particular film's love interest, who is the physical and emotional antonym to the word interesting. Mike and Zoe chew up and stutter all of their lines, aiming for realism, yet only achieving mockery. Zoe is a photographer of some sort, but does very well showing us she also can't believe anyone decided this iteration of Magic Mike was a good idea. Perhaps the final stripper convention showcase crazy finale will drag Magic Mike XXL out of the swamp it has decided to drown in. Each stripper gets his very own last dance hurrah at the convention, and whatever we have finally identified the gentleman with to tell them apart is their show. The guy who wants to go into the food truck froyo business does a routine where he squirts chocolate syrup all over the ladies. The guy who is looking for a serious relationship gets fake married and then proceeds to go all whips and chains on the poor bride, dancing to Closer by Nine Inch Nails, perhaps one of the most explicitly violent songs in the history of songs, a woman would not want to hear in the bedroom. Some of this description sounds fun. It is even fun to say it, but I want to impress upon you how boring all of this is. Magic Mike XXL meanders, wanders, and falls asleep. One of the characters actually falls asleep at the wheel of the van he's driving. Fine, if you want a ludicrous setup as an excuse to launch a sequel, do it. We've seen it before. But don't make it boring. The endless scene in Rome's stripper mansion is ridiculous how much it drags on. And when we finally think we may crawl ourselves out of there, it hits us with another dance, which looks exactly like the four we just saw. Andy McDowell's character was inebriated the entire time on $1,000 bottles of wine, which I'm sure was Ms. McDowell's personal choice and was not in the script. I somewhat liked the first Magic Mike, and thought I understood what Soderbergh was going for. Now, everyone left over for the sequel is just here for the paycheck, a film credit, and the quickest way to the exit. You should be frantically searching for that exit as well, should you accidentally find yourself in the theater showing this movie. That is why I give Magic Mike XXL 1 out of 4 stars.
Magic Mike XXL is rated R, now playing at Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Largo Mall 8, Movico Sundial 19, Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell, JUHL.com.
RadioSaintPete.com.